Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, so this is the setup, okay?
The balcony will never close.
As you've heard, that's Roger Ebert.
Roger Ebert and his computer voice.
Here he is again.
He became a very good friend, even though we often fought. We were like brothers in a love-hate relationship.
Talking about Gene Siskel.
All right, so Roger Ebert uses this thing to communicate now.
Right.
I mean, it's hard. You know, how can you deal with it? It's hard.
No, hold on, that's not Roger Ebert.
That doesn't sound like Roger, unless he's got a new computer voice.
Straight ahead, cancer took away his ability to speak.
But I can see, hear, and write, so I can still do my job.
And obviously, quit is not in his vocabulary. At home with the amazing Roger Ebert.
So let's see. As we come out of the break, here we go. We got this thing hooked up.
You got it? Got it all set to go?
Here's the demo.
What can we do?
Come on. Come on.
We're waiting. Here it comes.
You stink like my butt. Let's get our Jesus on. Why do you favor rape? Sound like two farts got in a fight. Out of my way, I'm super jock. It's my D. Screw off, losers.
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen while you BM. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
One more time. It's you stink like my butt.
I dig it.
Let's get our Jesus on.
You stink like my butt. Let's get our Jesus on. Why do you favor rape? Sound like two farts got in a fight. Out of my way, I'm super jock. It's my D. Screw off, losers.
That's all I got to throw in. This Rob is going to work the computer now.
I love it with emotion.
Work
the keyboard. Come on, boy.
Work it good.
All right.
Now, Mike and I have both written all kinds of things.
Yeah, little phrases that we think. And yeah, put the periods in there so we get the pauses, too.
You should just surprise us. We've each written like 10 or 15 different little things.
This should be fun.
Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Howdy. Dano.
Hello, it's you. Speak to us.
This could be. It might be. Is it because we have the computer running through the board as well that we can't hear the telephone?
Shouldn't affect it.
I wouldn't think so.
Boy, you're slow typing.
Does he type like he drives?
Yeah.
With two fingers.
Smell my taint-y?
That's incorrect.
Taint.
Tainty.
No, just put taint.
I'm working on it, pal.
Well.
It's Mr. Pal to you.
You ready?
Yeah.
Rob beats his wife. Smell my taint.
All right.
Okay.
Put a couple more in.
Rob beats his wife. Smell my taint.
Okay. Taint didn't have the punch that I was looking
Take
for.
Take out smell my taint.
Okay.
Leave
okay.
Rob beats his wife.
Okay.
Because that was nice and clear.
Uh-huh.
And put in a couple of other ones that we wrote.
You got it.
We need the fastest typist on the East Coast.
There, now he's done. Okay. There you go. And there's one, and...
Uh-huh.
Okay, go with that. There's two of mine.
You get one more.
And there's... Okay, there you go. There you go.
Ready?
Yeah. Roger Ebert.
Several new ones.
Come on.
Rob beats his wife. I like to watch. Go all over me. Who farted?
That's it?
Well, that'd be Rob beats his wife.
Right.
I like to watch.
Right.
Go all over me. Who farted? They're kind of non sequiturs.
Kind of.
This might be one at the top that you might want to put in there.
That's a good one.
It would take a while, though.
Hey, you know, Match Game. I had this one, too.
See, those are the things that work. Roger.
Oh, I wanted to do that one, too.
Okay.
Then let's get out of this thing and just do this one.
Okay. Rob beats his wife. I like to watch. Go all over me. Who farted? HMMMMM. You taste blood.
What was the HMMMM?
That's hmm.
Oh, hmm.
All right, delete all of that out.
Okay.
And let's go with the brand new book that we just read.
And use the spaces, too, if you can.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys?
Hey, there you go.
Hey, if you add extra vowels and consonants, that program will enunciate the words better, so you can force it to say things the way you say them, like, you know, like, God damn it, something like that.
Well, then put a few extra U's in there.
Then why did you, like...
Yeah.
Why don't you just start out with... God damn it.
Yeah.
Try G. Oh.
I bet it says good damn it.
Mm-hmm. No, Rob wrote it the wrong way. Hold on. Rod wrote G-A-W-W-W-D, God.
Okay, all right.
Damn, D-A-A-M, MIT, M-I-T.
All right, let's see what happens.
You may have found your calling.
Let's see if this works.
Yay.
Well, what does A-M-M-I-T? All right,
it didn't work.
Never mind, Rob.
It didn't work.
I thought it was a one.
Just try regular goddamn it. Okay. With an exclamation point.
Oh, this is good. Hey, I wonder, and if the exclamation points work, I'd be very curious to see that.
Put God damn it.
And do question marks work, too? I'd be curious about that.
Put God damn it exclamation point. Are you my bitch question? He put 4 exclamations after God damn it.
Let's see what happens.
And are you my bitch question mark?
Okay.
Here we go. Roger Ebert.
God damn it. Are you my bitch?
Yeah, he doesn't have the real enthusiasm.
It's not bad. Try the other one that
what
we had.
We insert an exclamation point with the question mark.
All right, try it. Go ahead.
Fun with computers.
Come on. Come on.
God damn it. Are you my bitch?
No. No.
You know, you wouldn't want to get into a debate with 2 guys with this thing because it might take about 3 years.
Oh, this is like playing poker with Rob. Me and Mike like it just fine the way it is.
All right, then I won't.
It's real good. Type in the other thing about rubber balls and liquor.
Oh, you let the secret out.
It's not the whole spiel, too. What did you do last night?
Hello, Donna Meister. Yeah, write the entire joke. Okay. Write the entire joke. What did you do last night?
We'll be here a while.
Hello, Donna Meister Show. Hello.
Hey, people. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hello, people.
Hey, can you put on their go bang Betty dum dum and see who it is? See if you know who it is.
Now, is it going to say something bad if we put go bang Betty dum dum?
No, it sounds like somebody on TV.
What are you doing? I'm not sure.
Just tell us what it ends up sounding like.
Cut to the chase.
Well, no, it sounds like what the hell was that guy's name on the Flintstones? That little
now you don't even know the guy's name.
Gizmo, was that it?
Gazoo.
The great Gazoo?
Gazoo, there you go.
What is
it's funny that you had all this time to think about it, and that's what you wanted to call about.
The great Gazoo?
Put it in there and see if it sounds like it. Come on.
No, why don't you put it in here?
I would imagine if you lost your ability to speak, your typing skills would be greatly enhanced.
Sharp. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike. Hey. Why don't you have the thing spell IHOP and then say NAS?
Boy. No, you know, we get in big trouble.
We would, wouldn't we? Yeah. Boy, that's a great idea.
Tonight
though.
At home.
Rob's doing the joke right now, though, the rubber balls and liquor joke. Hi there. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
I was just making some popcorn.
Good idea.
That's not bad.
That is very good.
He's about ready. For goodness sakes.
We are children, aren't we?
Yes, all right. Ha, ha, ha. He, he, he.
Well, then you'll know when to laugh.
Here we go.
All right.
A new toy.
Roger Ebert.
The talking computer.
What did you have for breakfast? Rubber balls and liquor. What did you have for lunch? Rubber balls and liquor. What did you do to your girlfriend last night? Rubber balls and liquor. Ha ha ha. He he h h.
Oh, it was great until the end.
There was a typo.
Yeah, you put too many L's in balls, and you have too many E's in he he.
It was perfect, though.
Ha ha, he he.
At the beginning, Rob, whatever you typed in was perfect.
Just take one of the H's out of
it. He was good in the beginning.
I'll delete all the
laughs. It is like poker, though, because he wasn't satisfied with it.
Dr. Pepper rules.
Here we go.
Yeah,
you had it
Dr.
perfect.
Pepper.
Here we go.
What did you have for breakfast? Rubber balls and liquor. What did you have for lunch? Rubber balls and liquor. What did you do to your girlfriend last night? Rubber balls and liquor.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, now do...
Do the milk one.
Yeah, yeah, milk. Yeah, that's a really good one. Hi, Joe. Oh, what, Joe?
I put the IHOP joke into it, and if you double space between the letters, it comes out perfectly.
There's your answer.
New from Don and Mike Labs.
Thanks.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike are making fun of someone with cancer. Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing.
I knew it. You sick bastards.
Right.
It's always the guys that sound like this. Do you notice that? Mm-hmm. The nerd guys?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What, a-hole?
What are you trying to do to us today?
Well, sort of ties into the football guy getting shot. It doesn't surprise me.
I have a message for this caller.
Hey, wait, Rob's typing in a message for you.
Here we go. This is for you, dumbass.
Milk. Milk. Lemonade. Around the corner. Fudge is made.
Nicely done. Our first poem.
Very good. I love it.
Of course.
Oh, now it's good.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like Mama used to sing it to you.
That is the best.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hold on. How about... Oh, for goodness sakes.
It's addictive, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, he's just so slow typing.
It's very, very addictive.
Here we go.
I did like the milk, though.
Now we're going to see some speed.
That worked nicely.
Ready? Watch.
When speed is what you need.
You do type quickly, though, don't you? This is now Rob's getting a preview of it right there.
There you go.
All right, let's see what happens.
Hold on.
Let's see what happens.
I just have to make that a
correcting error.
And make that a question mark.
So it's perfect.
I'm ready.
What are those
question marks? Shift down the bottom corner.
All right, smart ass. There you go. Get ready to laugh. Here you go. Here comes funny.
Big boobs. I love him. Want to TF.
I didn't hear. I didn't get that one.
Big boobs. I love them. Want to TF? Come on.
Come on now.
Big boobs. I love them. Want to TF?
All right. Wasn't that great?
You never know until.
Did you
try.
Put in the put the one from the movie? The movie quote that I gave him.
Okay. What was the movie quote?
You know the one I'm talking about, Rob?
I think I do.
All right. Because the question marks seem to work very well when you put that on the end.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing? You know, hey. I found something on my computer, and I'd like to play it. It's actually the same type of...
Okay.
Yeah, listen to this.
All right.
You retard. You appear to be a mongoloid. Ha, ha, ha. Might be an alcoholic with uncontrollable moments of anger and rage. Ha, ha, me love you a long time, suffy, suffy.
People are playing at home now.
Very well done.
Fun for everyone.
The balcony will never close.
Hey, you know, his sounds a little better, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it?
Because, like, at close, it just sounded dramatic. Smooth. You're right. You called that early on.
Here's a good one, though. Smooth. Here's a good one from us. It's a good one.
Lick it. Touch it. Smell it. Taste it. Don't just look at it. Eat it.
Very good. Very, very good.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Bad computer.
Hey, I bet a good one would be, do you want to know something? I had a blank dream last night.
Everybody's catching on to the game. Uh-huh. And I guess people have access to this. They can play at home.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to talk to Donna Mike.
Yeah, you're talking to us. What's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, Elliot in the Morning did this bid a few months ago.
They're all out today, aren't they?
Are you telling us that someone else did this a few months ago?
Yes.
Well, that's great. Well, Roger Ebert was on TV today. That's why we're doing it.
And he just
hang up.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on.
You have a message for that person?
Yeah, I sure do.
Oh, good.
Very good.
Sure, someone's typing a message to our last caller.
And I'm sure lots of people have done this, but it's the first time for us.
That's right.
So there.
Nobody does it this way.
We're just having a little fun, folks.
Or this well.
Why do people like to rain on the parade?
I don't know. They do.
Why do they like to do that?
I don't get people who like to bring bad news.
I don't. Yeah, I know you don't understand
that
at all.
Is there some kind of joy?
But it's good because now that we need to express something to the listeners, occasionally we can do it with the power of a computer voice.
Nice.
See what Don wrote for this.
Hey, do you know something? I had a big dream. Well, if off, it's a big hairy one. Yes.
The F-U's are good. They're too close together, though. Yeah, F-U.
Let me space them out a little bit. Space.
Balcony is closed.
F-U, space.
Yeah. F-U, space. I wish they had a little bit more of an aristocratic British accent, you know?
That's pretty good, though.
I had a blank dream last night, Norton.
Ralphie boy.
I can't go bowling with you. I bet we're using the British one, though.
Yeah, I think so. And I love it when he says exactly. That's just perfect.
Exactly. Boy, look at Don's fingers go on this keyboard right here.
Furiously.
Rob, the one I wanted you to put in, if you got a chance, would be the one from the other movie.
You know.
The one that starts with I.
Here we go. Let's try this one.
You know the one I'm talking about?
Okay. It's not on your sheet.
Hold on. Come on.
Hey, you know something? I had a big dream. Why eat my bun? Eat it all. Go to scatlover.com. You commie bastard.
You know, hold on. I got to take off the beginning part. I see. Uh-huh. Up at the very beginning, it still has got some of that, hey, you know something?
Right.
I had a beep dream last night. Hold on. Hold on a second. Hold
all right. Very good.
Let me see. Buzz.
All about dots and spaces, I think.
Has a lot to do with punctuation.
Mm-hmm. Will the dots cause the pause?
Yes.
Like a pause for each dot. So if you do the three dots, I think all that right. will work.
I've got a different beginning. So let's try this one.
Buzz like stinky poon. Eat my bun, eat it all, go to scatlover.com, you commie bastard.
Did you have scatlover.com?
Sure.
You know what he said well?
Buzz like stinky poon. Eat my bun, eat it all, go to scatlover.com, you commie bastard.
Bong. You know, the UNG sounds fantastic.
All right, one more. Hold on, one more. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hey, Don and Mike. I was just going to tell you, check out the AT&T text-to-speech one. That one's pretty smooth.
That's where we're on right now.
Okay.
AT&T.
Thank you, my all friend.
Right. And the help keeps coming.
Don and Mike Show.
Never is this Mike Cubed and Rob A?
Mike Cubed and Rob A? Yes. Yeah, because my real name is Mike.
Yes. Hey, guys. I wasn't trying to be.
Here's the one from my head.
You didn't succeed.
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Can you milk me?
Can you milk me, Ralphie boy? If I was in Meet the Parents, that's exactly what I would say. I would simply like to say I did not care for the movie Hostel 2.
No good?
No, due to the fact that there was a horrible maiming at the end of the movie, which I recommend everyone look at. Especially if you're planning to attend the Broadway play of Young Frankenstein, which hopefully will be back on stage after the strike.
Roll it, Roger Ebert. Roll it.
Safe home, Sean Taylor from your friends at the Don and Mike Show. When are you guys doing Jew to the Jew?
What was that at the end?
When are you guys doing Jew to the Jew?
Oh.
Let me write that.
Was there a the in there?
Yeah.
There was.
I love that sketch. It's a wonderful comedy bit.
Send up.
Okay, here we go. Roger Ebert speaks.
Safe home, Sean Taylor from your friends at the Don and Mike Show.
Amen.
When are you guys doing Jew to the Jew? I love that bit. Fire Joe Keebs now.
With a lovely British accent. Thank you, Soho. Okay, very, very nice. One last message. One last message for all. God, you know, you use the index finger method, but your fingers do tend to fly.
Been doing this for a while.
Here we go. You gotta change that. Oh, you're right. That's right. It's got to be
Uh-oh.
Let's see. Well, something for you here, Mark.
Here it comes.
Safe home. Sean Taylor from your friends at the Don and Mike Show. When are you guys doing Jew to the Jew? I love that bit. Fire Joe Keebs now. Mike and color like backdoor action.
Thank you for that. I truly appreciate that at the very end.
Why not?
Very, very nice. Oh, very right. nice.
Oh, well.
Oh, it's addictive.
Roger Ebert.
He became a very good friend, even though we often fought. We were like brothers in a love-hate relationship.
Safe home. Sean Taylor from your friends at the Don and Mike Show. When are you guys doing Jew to the Jew? I love that bit. Fire Joe Keebs now. Mike and color like backdoor action.
She is my guardian angel. There is absolutely no way I could have survived mentally or physically without her great spirit.
That's
Say
exactly
home,
how I feel.
Sean Taylor from your friends at the Don and Mike Show.
God damn, that's fun.
Wow.
A new toy.
I swear to God, that's great.
Your fingers get tired at the end, though.
Oh, poor Roger Ebert. I bet he doesn't have as much fun as we do, does he?
I bet he's better at it.
Yeah.
Sure, he's got all day to practice. What else he got to do?
Right.
He's not sitting around chewing on jawbreakers.
No, he is.
Wow. Atomic fireballs.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I also bet you guys are better kissers. If it's a contest.
Yes, a contest, of course.
You can only use that old joke about that. What? He was at the hockey game.
Face off at the crowd. Bada bing. You're all week.
That's just not funny.
Safe home. Sean Taylor from your friends at the Don and Mike Show. When are you guys doing Jew to the Jew?
Next.
I love that bit.
Yeah.
Fire Joe Keebs now.
Right.
Mike and color like backdoor action.
Easy.
They do. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.